Hello, my people. We don't come back again in our football Medemede podcast now with so with the Republicans. And of course, as usual, I don't work alone. My name is Jovita, aka. And of course, I get Buchi the Labour Master. Not forgetting Emmanuel Atawe just joined us today. And together we go run this package. But first of all, make the guys make a welcome there formally. Now, welcome.
Jovita, you know, if we did radio, you call me the license coach. I want to come podcast. Please call me my title.
Nervous.
Title here now. President of the Finnish Men of Nigeria, FMN. Please, you're call me that. Thank already. You. God bless you.
Yeah, Jovita, good day. And of course, the ladies.
That's nice.
Yes,
that's a nice one.
At least
nice
we'll be two ladies here
two
today.
Ladies.
All right, my name is Emmanuel Atana, Nigeria's most expensive football commentator, 13 to the world. And I'd be very happy to see you join us for this podcast.
All right, today we're going to start off with the one we consign, the Ballon d'Or, which just happened this week, on Monday to be precise, for Inside Paris, France. And of course, a lot of controversies onto that particular one. But then, the one where Real Madrid come out, the Yimu Yimu, say, why then go give City the best club? And why their players, they for certain positions where they're not supposed to. Apart from Karim Benzema, we carry first. We get Sadio Mane, we come second. Then we get the man that they call Lewandowski, we come third. I mean, Kevin De Bruyne, we come third. Lewandowski came fourth. But then, when you check out the positions where some of their players, they, especially as Real Madrid win the Champions League, win the La Liga. And you, they put their players like Vinicius for eighth position. I mean, you find... You feel say the whole thing they okay the way we say they come out.
Can never
you
be
feel
okay.
Say them really they right.
No. They can never be right. Provoke. See, sexy. Everything about the Ballon d'Or, everything right now are politics. Everything, and when there's politics now about interest. It's not about who is the best. It's about guy who get better interest. And interest right now for the Ballon d'Or, it has to do more of this QA people who get money pass. That now why they make them they very comfortable. I no understand in this life. I no understand how Manchester City be club of the year. It's the most
because not only Premier League they win.
It makes no sense in any way because Real Madrid win the Champions League also win the La Liga. So are they trying to tell us right now that the Premier League is higher than the La Liga? No, be league. And your champions of Europe, champions of the world, not the best club in the world, is nonsense. I watch the award and I'm like, no. So much politics involved in this. And they make everything. And they try to make everybody happy. You cannot make everybody happy.
No,
you don't say now. They get credibility before. It's politics. The moment they switched FIFA, Ballon d'Or, it's more about interest right now. Why did they switch? They should be called Baba. They won't make people come. Check the awards. Even though say, since they're ongoing, players, top earners, people where they investors, all of them travel come Paris.
Yes.
What he show you? When everybody come, everybody leave their work, come. They don't tell us, you know, if they come nowhere, we'll give you something. Nobody will come there, come be side man or gate man. So it makes no sense. That's actually very, very sad, especially those who deserve. Now, where man walk, man they chop. But in the year, all men they chop.
But meanwhile, Emmanuel, make I ask you, concerning this one will be say, more or less, now strikers, apart from maybe a goalkeeper, we win them for 1963, Lev Yashin, away then even make an award, now they give goalkeepers an award when they do Ballon d'Or. And of course, maybe Fabio Cannavaro will be defender, we win them back then, when they still be FIFA Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, that was 2006.
Now, the fact say they know they give other people where they the same department for inside football this award. I mean, it still make them, they like... As Buchi take talk, still make her lose that sense of credibility.
Well, to me, I don't buy what in Buchi.
Buy what I guess that's what you say. Buy what with the couple.
When they give the award, said, let me just bottle the point where they try to make. When they said, Man City are the team of the year, you know, mean it because they win Champions League or they win league. Of course, they win their own local league there. That is the English Premier League. But you talk about team where they generate revenue. Football, in as much as...
This guy not Olodo.
In as much... Whatever you talk, I know
talk,
you talk.
We they hear you.
Football, not business. No matter how you take a look at them, you football and anything entertainment and football. So you look at the team or the football club where it did generate money.
So you mean money. Say money does spoil football?
Yeah, since...
Nobody don't get money.
Since...
Nobody don't get money.
Money don't spoil football. Now you don't know. Money don't spoil football, and the English Premier League, now the money bags of all the leagues in Europe. Now me they talk about authoritatively. Go find out. You understand? So if you find out teams like Liverpool, Man City, they end a place for...
You know, they ask that question. They put that on the bush. Ask that question.
So Emmanuel, they try to tell us now, say, now by the pogri way you get...
Why King Solomon says money answered all?
Why you go by
you understand?
Sexy. It means if you buy money, not spot them, because you don't get money.
I'm the rich.
It's not
most expensive football commentator.
I mean, you have money. 13th
in the world. Google them.
If you have cash, you get them to go house. You get them to go house. Why you talk about money when you don't get money? See, you're talking about money.
Talking about the award, now I said other department of the squad, they do recognize them. Remember, say the last time where the defender win,
please stop.
Nah, 2006 for after the World Cup. In if a good player for any department they stand out, I don't think say they go deprive them. We'll see what happened in 2018. Luka Modric, no be striker, now attacking midfielder. They recognize him and they win the award.
Make I ask
you, please, thank you. Responsibility.
Now, you see players like Vinicius.
Yes.
And they eight.
Yes.
You see players like
Luka
Modric.
Nine.
They don't enter 9-11.
Leave this one. They don't pension Bria.
Then you see players like Ronaldo for the first time.
20th. Not be problem now. What didn't he win? He go club. We know ready, Papa now. Ronaldo my problem.
Champions League in stop.
No, don't end.
Okay, no, in stop for
this. This is not the first time since 2005. I will say we no get Leonardo Messi and Ronaldo for top 10, top 5.
Messi no even there any of
you know the top. List. Just not with the top 100. But no. Are you shocked? He had the bad season last season. It was horrible bad season. Ronaldo scored 7 goals last season. Help my you. Enter the Europa League last season. So you go to see, at least he should be there to some certain level. So you don't understand. When Real Madrid was spending money, Manchester City get players like Dun, their captain. If not Richard Dun. They struggle to even get physical motion of Premier League. When Real Madrid was spending serious money. When Real Madrid got the Galacticos. So this not team when they spend money before City. Know what money means. So if you're talking about value, we're talking about rich clubs. You call them as
nobody. Nobody's saying Real Madrid is not a rich club.
But make I come back to you. For the first time in the history of the Ballon d'Or, one City player make it to the top three. Talking about Kevin De Bruyne, within this one pose for this club called City, because in ties of Pogre, although another money club don't come will be Newcastle, and the way where they go this day, like I said, they won't break into that top six or top seven as the case may be. But then, for the first time, one Man City player, and under the watch of Pep Guardiola, now this player entered this top three. We go see more of Man City players on the long run. People like Erling Braut Haaland.
Yeah, because if you ask me, I would say yes, because Pep Guardiola and a coach where player they actually develop under him. He gets some players where we say, he gets some coaches where we
first
say,
wise word.
You understand? Some coaches where we say, if they didn't coach you, you no go develop. Someone like Laban, if Laban a coach, he can never make you a good player. Instead, you understand, the bad part of you will come out. So I go say Pep Guardiola don't end that respect, don't end that mark over the years. Don't forget, say this Kevin De Bruyne and a player where some other clubs like Chelsea don't reject in the past. You understand? But he don't come Man City and don't live up to him billing. We see input for the Russian World Cup in 2018, how Belgium went on to the semi-final of that particular tournament. And we don't see the guy input, you understand, for the last Champions League. I feel say waiting this just as Laba talk, the thing are politics and our interest. Now vote. You understand? So your choice is not my choice, you understand? So meaning say there's something special about Kevin De Bruyne when they say, okay, this guy is a pass master. In passes, they accurate, they help the team, a team player, and they develop year in, year out. You understand? So I feel say if years to come in the future, we get players
now.
Like Julian Alvarez, get players like Helen Allen, get players like in Man City today. If they ready put their head for ground, see they won't play football and learn Pep Guardiola tactics. Well, Man City feed produce more
sexy
winners in the future.
Let's move on.
Before we move on, just quick one before we go to the next Yanwe somehow connect to club sites and of course Pogri where they spend. The man where they call Sadio Mane, he win the Socrates
Humanitarian
Award.
You know who Socrates is?
Humanitarian
Award. Socrates
is? He's a former Brazilian legend. Yeah, he's a World Cup winner, if I'm correct.
But
and a doctor.
Do you know Socrates, the philosopher? The Greek philosopher.
Yeah, that one.
Now,
teacher, that one, now
what
they teach for university.
The continent of philosophy.
Since
I want to say,
I nearly
got you in first class.
Who he be now?
No. I want to
be the philosopher. Ask about the award is.
I want to tell
in
you.
In honor of the footballer.
The footballer gets that name because of the philosopher.
Yes.
He looked over the philosopher.
Socrates played alongside Pele.
Yes,
I want to take you back to the beginning of philosophy.
That award where this guy been win, you talk about Sadio Mane, came second.
Yes.
I don't say we don't see. Africans come second for
yes.
Even day top three or
top five.
Think
that George Weah be the last person?
George Weah.
Now, this award now
1995,
for where this guy, where they call Sadio Mane carry now, waiting you get to tell, just normal talk, we get to tell other African football, because this guy don't do so much.
Consistency.
Coming from a tiny village in Senegal.
Consistency. Consistency. So can't I not be say what they look, say African players in the top 10. Which African players you feel mention all the top 10? What support to this? What deserved it here? Let's be honest. Mane don't they consistent for a very, very long time. From in days from Holland to when he comes Santan team to Liverpool. To show inconsistency, he left Liverpool right now. They are kind of struggling. And the good thing about Mane be say he's consistent but also very humble. When the club, win the country, can the country go the World Cup? Make the country win AFCON? What else do you want to? And he's just 29. And this now guy will be saying they ball on a regular, strong physical. They pay for them. Like, if hopefully right now, in continuity, we want to buy a Munich right now, he can still remain in top 10. Who's going to even win them? If it's possible. See, they're very open. So Mane, hard work, consistency, humility. And also being a quality player, whether I like him or not, you have to be a quality player. So shout out to Mane. I believe say one African player go win the Ballon d'Or one. They make a give you exclusive. One day I'll come back with this video. I'm giving you exclusive.
You start with exclusive.
The next African player to win to get close top five, top 10 Ballon d'Or, Victor Osimhen. Very close.
All right, Nobby sponsor team. Coach Laba Bucci talk say the only way we say an African side fit an African player rather. Fit win them or fit at least continue to make their presence known for inside the Ballon d'Or to today consistent. And of course, from that one, make we go the one we happened last weekend. Johan Club shake table.
He shake table, and that table
still never stop because everybody now got the tassis from every angle talking about Eddie Howe, Pep Guardiola, Man City. Everybody they provoke for him because of say he talks say. The clubs will get pogri, they are allowed to do anything they want financially.
Hypocrite.
How true is this?
It's an hypocrite.
Now, jealousy, make a first come to him.
Come to him.
Now, jealousy, now mind games, Abi, the bros done, they fed up with the way Liverpool season take the go.
I don't feel saying I'm fed up. I feel say the guy just fed up with the way the English FA, they run the league there. And how did they give some other clubs some considerations? How we see what happen over the weekend, just as you directly talk, we see other games where you go actually debate on. Apart from that, their match, you go see what happen between Man United and Newcastle, where goal, where person scored, they debatable, where the council and offside, and a retired referee come on TV, say that goal, no suppose your offside, say that goal suppose enter, all those kind of things. So you go see, he really get.
So now really get your opinion, gets, you understand? Now because Newcastle no lower United, see, I mean they are not allowed
no,
to go
no,
stand.
No. Jovita, whether you like it or not, if you did, one of the things will give you influence for life, two things. If you don't get money, get mouth. Your mouth sometimes will give you money, and your money will give you mouth.
Wow.
But the major thing is now you get mouth. You understand? So if
just
you get
talk
mouth,
one of the most nonsense people in this life. Nonsense. Your money go give you mouth. Which kind of nonsense?
If you get money,
nobody go take fire by this.
If you get money, get mouth.
You believe follow him?
Let me they talk. Let me they tell you. If you get money, get mouth. Ah, Laba,
you
get money.
You never hear money talking nonsense.
See, Laba, if you get money, you I know. You are you get pride. You are no say Laba, Laba, you get pride. If you greet her, you no go talk answer you. If you get money, you get pride. You understand? So, and people where get money, where get level, where they get mouth, you understand? A lot of decision before, then they take hard decision on them. Now, people where know to get money, just take decision on them. Now, make you see other lesser clubs, not just in England, in European football, other clubs they know to hold money. They play the big boys where their wallet full. Then they lose automatically, psychologically fit. A player, make I give you an example. Some years ago, 2002 World Cup, a player, they call himself Gabriel Batista, nickname, a Nigerian player. He did play for PSG, you understand? Do one bicycle kick, score one goal for one friendly game when a Ivata come against Ireland, I mean Republic of Ireland. the coach then invited him to go World Cup. Our opening game for the World Cup against Argentina, they give our number 9 in a battle of Mugbeche. You can't see the real Gabriel Batistuta. After the game, they interview and said, for first 25 minutes, you know, they for the guilty happened. He said, when he see an idol, he lost. You know what I'm saying? So that means, as Adela is now, I be Bushi idol.
We'll be saying,
you know, if I didn't Bushi, no, if you talk,
I'm going to say that I do him be the idol. I do him be,
you understand? So, idol, you know, so if you open my talk. So, whether you like it or not, waiting the man talk, he gets his own opinion and in the writing somewhere. So you don't go to just the rush to judge him.
Let me talk.
So, Bucci, this table where this man shake now, atom of truth no there.
No, atom of truth there. But in no daily position talk about this nonsense. If na lower club, they talk, I go understand. But not to gen club. Club don't spend close to like 600 something plus. He came to Liverpool in 2015. He's been spending the money. He has been spending the money.
So it's a case of Keto calling Port Black.
Because the other club they spend, they get, they work for them. Nobody said,
how much did they spend? No, when you want to ask how much did they spend
now? Nah, this man spent good money. When this man come to England, like in
club actually spent.
Baba, yeah, but how much does he spend?
Go to England.
Yeah, apart from, no
apart from the high profile players like Virgil van Dijk and the rest.
Yeah, no, are you kidding me? You're free to spend.
Are you kidding me?
You have the when he come Liverpool,
what you say he signed. He come out, fine.
He come out, all in play out like that. Our team, he furnished everybody, and he not build a team. He bought a team. He bought a team at Liverpool automatically. So you spent good money. You one time you had the most expensive defender. One time you have the most expensive striker. So why they make money? One time you have the most expensive goalkeeper, Alisson Becker. I want to buy for Liverpool.
Yes.
Everything about you that is expensive, expensive, expensive. And you have the right to come and talk nonsense because it's not working for you. Because Liverpool, they struggle this season. When Liverpool, they winning talk. When Liverpool, they win. That's why I like Arsene Wenger anytime, any day. Arsenal, when you come and come talk, say, okay, this thing is not going right. A truthful man, this guy is not, he's a bloody hypocrite. Now, I hear when we talk about even Haaland and Nunes. Nunes was expensive than Haaland. And you are talking to them and get top striker.
Yeah, who's my right? Actually, he was actually expensive.
And he wanted Haaland in the first place. Because Haaland don't come Manchester City. He says, no, I'm not going to say he's a sad person. But some people, if things don't go their way, they try to make excuses to not make plenty sense.
You agree, saying our truth. Then, all this financial fair play, when they hear financial fair play, when they hear from UEFA, they say then they checkmate some people. But still, whether politics. We like them or not, the spending power now still PSG and now newly Newcastle United.
It's the politics. Newcastle just started, no worry. Newcastle just started. If they get top five, if they get top, the good thing about Newcastle, we say that makes them different from City. We say them be traditional club for England.
Yeah.
Newcastle is more traditional than most of the clubs. Well respected, then get fans. No worry. Newcastle Stadium is always filled up. Then get huge, huge fans. So they are well-grounded. City is not well-grounded. City get United, we top them in terms of fans right there for Manchester. So they are kind of struggling. So Newcastle go, they totally different. There is no player we go say Newcastle, they don't come Newcastle. So they calm down to they spend money. It's coming. It's Qatar money. No, it's Asia. What is going to be? You, all those money.
United Arab
money. Those ones, money.
You Arab money.
UAE.
You know they drive.
The oil money now.
Those guys
Kuwait,
are willing.
Saudi Arabia.
Do you know how much those guys are spending clearly? Probably over France?
Oh, boy.
Bro.
They spend fire.
And it's just one couple of their money. They don't care.
Only one couple. See, one of my friends. Imagine if you reach one barrel.
Those guys.
One of my friends.
Get what you want to do next time.
All right, from that one now, make we go. This particular one won't carry come now about Mason Greenwood. And of course, waiting this young man to battle with. But then this story of this young man take me back to stories of Ronaldo. We hear the other time where they accuse him of rape. Rape since 2009. We don't hear the case of even our own. Baba Yaro, Celestine Baba Yaro. In fact, more or less, that thing follows her waiting follow by in career somehow. We dey hear cases of footballers, even for the American football people, where people they come out. I don't talk say you know they. I don't talk say they know drum. I don't know whether they drum or not. But the fact is, it's like this particular set of people are being targeted. As it is so, every time you go here, say one footballer do so thing. Even Karim Benzema, know they free from that allegation. Remember here and Frank Ribery, the other time they send a one underage girl. He get one Shena. A black bomb player, Johnson, we go prison one time because of this same issue.
Adam Johnson.
Thank you.
Well, he was guilty, sure.
He was. I think he's still in prison.
You know, he not come out.
And now this young man, just 21. I don't know. All this case, especially, and where this one, they even bad pass now, especially black players. Especially now they even players. Suffer and pass. Like, now they always see Mendy now. Now, the same person will accuse Mendy. They say the same girl sending friends message, say, the enjoyment I did here. The same girl, they tell Mendy friend, say, give me, no, not Mendy friend, Mendy himself. Benjamin Mendy say, give me Jack Grealish number. But now the same girl, now accuse him of rape. I mean, waiting you go fit talk concerning this, especially where African players day.
Well, I don't think you are. You don't.
Wait. This Ghana. You don't for that
follow,
level.
You don't follow women. Yeah, I'm a Finnish man. So
Let me.
I have the right.
Okay.
I have the right to talk about this.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not. Wait. Listen. I know women better. So you want last week relationship? Wait, that one.
See.
So relax.
I've had a relationship. No, for
let me.
Years.
Can I talk? Sexy, please let me talk about this. This. I'm not. I know women well. Trust me, I'm a woman's man. So talking about that, see, it did very sad. Man, I see incident like this, very very sad. Even we say no, we get money. Girls come our way. Imagine, say you be footballer, where they get bloody money every week. Girls will come your way. Then go plenty girls. Then go come your way. Plenty go come every day. I don't get opportunity to see a player inbox. God. You go run every bloody day. They come. But you need to be very, very smart. Like, I don't get opportunity to manage one musician. Like, see, if you have a good management, you go know how to do all these things. I can't say it here, but there are some basic things you go do when you want to get involved with anybody. Not just, you have to.
Especially when you did the spotlight.
Especially when you are big. Some of these girls, they come and, what do they call them? They come to make money. That's what they come to do. That's all.
Good diggers.
Gold diggers. And if you don't use your name, then go run you streets. Then go run you confirmed streets. And the level will be say, you go there will be say, bro, you can't even come out. Especially when you don't enter your space. That's number one. Number two, no matter how the girls stay bad rich, some of these players, humans are so, so irresponsible. Especially when money don't enter. These guys are so rich and they feel like they can do anything they want to do. Anything at all. I don't believe the judiciary in England. I think they know their jobs. They investigate properly. Rape is not a joke.
Yeah, it is not.
Rape is not a joke. For them to use that word is not a joke. Now, I like the process of Mendy. Plenty rape against them. They don't throw one out.
Yeah.
They throw one out. Say that was false accusation. They throw one out. That means they are going through the process of going through this rape. Like, if any player rape or assault a woman, let that player be punished fully. But also, too, if anybody accuse this player falsely, let them also get the same treatment the player also will get for rape. Let
because
it be
we
the
don't
same
see
thing.
Instances whereby they come out to withdraw the allegation after like 2-3 years or even
false,
5 years.
Let me tell you, false accusation
jail.
Of rape will stay on the CV of a player for life. It doesn't leave.
Yeah.
Let me give you a good example. When that girl can't accuse them of rape, I remember the player just come Instagram, accuse Nema of rape. Nema came to Nema do video. The video to the internet now. Nema was crying in that video because this Nigeria we ain't like. Nema video the messages, videos. Nema vindicate himself with his own phone. Everything will happen. Him not delete any message from the one they meet. What in the girl talk when he come? Now the girl invite him come in home. The girl invite him come in house. Because they accuse him of rape. Now that place invidicate himself. Say he no rape this girl. And when this girl carry this rape matter come social media, everybody started calling him a rapist. Everybody, until when he came and vindicated himself and everything can use take soft. So that's why I go advise footballers. No matter how you tell B, not to delete your message, keep it. Don't do it. No, they say, hey, move on. Keep those messages. Store it somewhere. As far as it not be your wife, you are not married, you just want to enjoy. You have human beings, they want to enjoy life. When you put in so much work, but after I work, so you go want to enjoy life. It's part of the money. But also, keep messages. Because some of these girls, They do extra. Also, you as a footballer, respect yourself. Nah. I know that you want to knock. Respect yourself. Some men, naturally, they are abusers, if can I use that word. Mm. Your turn is coming. They will catch you one day, whether I like it or not. Whether you're a footballer or outside football, they will catch you one day. Lastly, again, if person accused person of rape, punish the person the same thing as those who used to go do the rape.
Emmanuel, cases. Where till you get to talk?
Well, to start with, in the beginning, you said black footballers or black players.
I say especially
black. Mm. But I feel say not just black. The thing are attitude. If you don't spotlight and you didn't collect better money, and one, you didn't handsome, you didn't sexually attractive, you understand? As a man, because
your money handsome now.
Who tell you say men are attractive? So
no, get some web to two boy. You
understand?
Their money is
your money
handsome.
Okay,
I remember what happened to Ronaldo. Mm. You understand? He just signed a new deal from Manchester United 2009 to Real Madrid. So he bought, he go US, he go buy property. When he did for US, go buy property. Just as Labat talk, the guy investigated himself. He brought out messages when he and the girl sent to each other. When the girl say the Ronaldo raped, bam. How many years ago? When he make that move from Real Madrid to Juventus, where that money come. You understand? So all these things now, one, attitude. How you, some people, they allow money, they control their selves. You understand? So you're not going to allow money control how you live your life. With your money, package yourself. There are things, this guy issue, not only himself, but
countless footballers.
They give them that money, when they collect that weekly wages for Man United at 20 before that issue, a lot of people raise eyebrows. This guy missing Greenwood. I know England project time and all that. With that kind of money they hide.
And a small picking.
Nobody let himself, even in friend for Man City, if you fold in. You understand? I hear Sidan myself get attitude issue, but he get better management where they come out because they're not talented. They don't go let that one waste. You understand? So the thing they pay me say at 21. This now, anything rape, not just footballers, sport personalities around the world.
Very bad stigma.
We know the story of Mike Tyson, the great boxer. We know he get that case of rape. You understand? He always say he even drum. And we know how he end be. So
and he went to prison?
Yeah.
Yeah, he go prison, come back. Prison. Even everything, you know, he tried to come back to boxing again. But, you know, so not just black, but as a human being, when you try to enjoy yourself, all of us get within, we know what to take and enjoy ourselves. Yeah, that's how we could get limits. Why want to know what time you drink? I drink water, mama, business.
All right, finally, before Waka come out, last weekend, we see how some coaches used to behave towards referees, and now one referee charity, they call for a lot more drastic measures, make them take them. And then talk, say, like, say, that red card and apology, you know, they walk again. So which kind of measures you feel say them feet take so that they're going to respect referees?
Jovita, they get one game once yesterday Saturday night live. Sevilla and Valencia.
You don't buy the TV now.
That match enter 11 minutes extra time. That referee, now Spanish La Liga, that referee, they supposed to carry him, flog him. He gives somebody red card. I turn the red card. Can't do. Saying a mistake, nobody else was give red card, can't give the right person red card. Then there was 7 minutes extra time. The match end almost 50 minutes after 90 minutes. So now, football, according to Arsene Wenger, in his word, and I quote, he said, referees in England, especially in England, say they be like God. You understand? In as much as their decision, their power, and their whistle, there should also be a laid down rules and regulations, said. Their whistle feel ruined club. If he make a club for the rest of the season, make I give you a reason. May I give you an example?
So we'll get 2 years to spend here.
Wait. Recently, Arsenal, they don't play 10 games, win 9. They will lose only one against Man United. Go watch that match against Man United. They lose 3-1. A certain referee came out and said that Gabriel Martinelli first goal where the referee is allowed offside, it'll be offside. You can see that controversial. So that alone, psychologically, if you let Arsenal down. But because Arsenal get winning spirit, they kept on winning. After that
since
game,
we caught her 2 years ago.
What thing you feel, say, league management, league managers feel do to take make sure, say, their people will be coaches where they sideline go respect themselves?
Who need it? I know, see, That's the way it should be.
But I feel the referee needs. If the referees
are not being hold, they don't hold their responsible for their actions. What if I be caught? I don't blow out referee eye. On God, on God, on sight.
When I remember the way
on sight,
where they treat Nigerian referee for Nigeria
on sight,
they don't ever tell her. They don't tell her say ref. That's in a penalty for your eye. If they play and finish, go go ask them, make us see you.
They go play machine, they come up for stadium.
And they tell you, for Nigerian league, I know, say they put almost 25 minutes extra time.
Last season.
I go beat it up.
Heartland game, Caterpillar game.
Oh, boy. I can't be with them. We won't watch first half again. In fact, not the smart thing, guys.
But may I feel, say, the referees, they need to consider club owners, investors, and even the fans. Because if they consider all these things, let's say they get interest. Because they might like
lots of them are club supporters now.
No, like they get okay, like they get my use as an example now. Man United, Arsenal, the Arsenal Man, you wear Arsenal, the league game. The referee came from Manchester, and a lot of people. One guy tweeted about that. Say, how can say there are referees in Portmore, there are referees in Readings. Why a referee?
It's not
Readings,
it's Reading.
You understand?
It's Reading.
I beg you won't correct what I don't
say. No, be sponsored to my people. Now here we go to pause on top for football Mede podcast with the Republicans. And of course, we don't hear from Bucci, don't hear from Ima. And of course, we're gonna join us same
up us now.
Up
us now.
And you fit also link up with us to check us out on YouTube with their YouTube and with their all social media platform. My name is Nastil Jovita AK. We're gonna join ourselves until we come on our way again next time.
Up us now for life. Football Republic.